Yo, what's up, family? So, it's been a while since I've been on here. You know, I ain't did a podcast in a minute. You know, still doing it from my cell phone, from my Android. That's my dog in the background. Y'all never mind them. But, you know, I just felt the need to record something. And I wanted to touch base on something I was currently thinking about. You know, I'm sipping. Today is my girl's birthday, you know, whatever, whatever. But never mind me. I want to get straight to the point. And I was thinking about the concept of what it takes to be a boss. What it takes to be a boss. And this is the information that I gathered from my previous stints of working with other people. Now I'm trying to elevate myself to a point that I work for myself. You know, I feel like it's about that time. I'm 29 years old. I want to start doing more things for me. You know, because it's always been inside my heart to do so. So, the information I gather about being a boss is, man, it's really quite simple, man. It's not nothing hard to it. You know, the way I figure is that no matter at what capacity you in right now, you could be a fucking janitor, you could be the fucking low-tier guy at your construction job, you could be a waitress, you could be a waiter, you could be... in any capacity, I don't care what it is, fuck it, let's go high. Well, you could be like an intern. You could be, you know, the brand new gaming designer, do it at your job, whatever, whatever. I don't care what your position is. It is pivotal for you to understand that you can still be a boss. Lack of knowledge otherwise. And I'm going to tell you how you can apply yourself into being a boss. It's really quite simple, man. I just had a revelation about this shit. And y'all could correct me if I'm wrong. But boom, here it is. So, what I've gathered is, if you are willing to put in the time to understand your position, and when I say understand your position, not only have an understanding as to what your position is, let it be a janitor or whatever, all right, you know you're a janitor, you know your role, whatever, whatever, but I mean fully engorge yourself inside what it is that you're doing. You know what I mean? And what I mean fully engorge yourself, I mean like you show up to work on time, if not 15 minutes on time. Well, 15 minutes ahead of time. You get to the job, you make sure that your tools is clean, that you have a schedule as to what needs to be cleaned at a certain period of time throughout the day, and then you execute that. You know what I mean? You have an understanding of how your whole job layout is. If you're a janitor in a building, you know where all the bathrooms is. You know where certain buildings are. You could direct people to certain buildings. You know what I mean? And you do this, and you do this with an attitude that you love what you do. And that's the hardest thing, because a lot of people don't love their fucking jobs. A lot of people don't love their fucking jobs, but it's not about loving your job, it's about loving your attitude. It's about loving yourself, ultimately. It's about figuring out, how can I make this work for me in the best way? And it takes a lot of self-improvement to do that. See, when I'm speaking right now, it steps to that. It steps to it. I'm realizing that now in the position that I am. It steps to all of that. You have to self-grow. You have to do a whole lot of self-development. And I'll touch base on that, you know, as I travel throughout my journey. So I make sure that I do everything that I need to do correctly. And then I can spread the correct knowledge accordingly. But my whole thing is this, man. I don't care where you at, man. You have the capacity to be a fucking boss. You have the capacity to fucking go out there. Do your job accordingly. Do your job successfully, timely, organized. So that people look at you and be like, damn, man, you know what the fuck you doing. You know, they'll appreciate the little things that you do. Goddamn, there's toilet paper in this bathroom. It won't always toilet paper in this bathroom. Man, this new janitor is on point. These fucking floors is clean. It don't smell like shit in here. Man, this new janitor is on fucking point, man. And it's like this every day? God damn. You know what I'm saying? No slacking. No fucking slacking. So I'm going to keep this basic because I ain't been on here in a minute. But I did want to speak on something that I was currently thinking about. Goddamn, I'll make sure I drop more podcasts later on in the future. Because I didn't even realize that I was getting views like that. You know what I mean? My girl was telling me like, damn, have you checked your podcast lately? I was like, nah. She was like, goddamn, you got like 20-something views. I was like, shit, that couldn't all been me. Like, that's crazy. So it's people out there listening to me. So I'm going to do better, you know, do my due diligence with this. And also make sure, you know, I keep myself up and keep myself doing what I need to do too. So I could keep talking my shit and keep saying what I need to say. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go ahead and cut it off here. I'll holler at you later, family. Go on.